Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Another Saturday. Spring in the air. And lots of you are about to do something that is characteristic of those of you who love to heal and get involved in herbal programs and cleanses, etc., etc., etc. You're about to go into a detox that you did not respect or inspect. Or suspect. All three. You did not inspect it because you didn't understand it. You didn't respect it because once you don't feel good in an herbal program, once you begin to ingest herbs, once you go on a cleanse and you have a negative reaction, and those reactions vary tremendously. We're going to get into them because a lot of the symptoms elude people. In other words, you go through a phase where you feel things in your body that you just can't relate to the cleanse or the detox, the supplement, the change in your diet. It came from out of nowhere. It descended upon you from a bad place. You surely couldn't be on the path to a healing when you feel this bad. And this is what happens to people. It happens across the doctor's desk. It happens when people try herbs, etc., on their own. It happens when you read the book, you know, the great book that's published on just how perfect that cleanse is going to be and how it's going to do all these magical things for you that unfortunately you never find out about, because in day three or so of the cleanse or in day three of the supplementation, you felt so bad you were sure you were wasting your money. Purpose of this show is to educate you. To educate you, as always, so you can journey better in your healing. This is where you lose. Tell your friends about that. Get them on and make them listen to this show if they're at least slightly interested in their health. Because I assure you, and I'm proving it, all right, the bump that the general public needs to take, the upgrade in the way America looks at healing, has a lot to do with radio shows that educate. Forums that educate. And I will harp on this until I'm satisfied, which is probably going to be never. So get used to it. You need to understand, in this journey today, in the next 55 minutes, I'm going to teach you what it means to experience a program along the lines of what classically we call the Herxheimer reaction. Herx. H as in Hercules, E-R-X. H-E-I-M-E-R, the Herxheimer reaction. That is a classic descriptive term that goes back hundreds of years or so to what you'll experience when you've got all this junk in your body that needs to come out. And you decide to do something about that, even unknowingly, and it starts to come out, and therefore you don't feel good. Now, right there, I've divided the world into two camps. No, actually three. People that don't believe in any of this, and then the other two camps. People that do believe that they can heal through natural medicine, and people who start that process, run amok, meaning stop feeling great in the process, start to get into that bad phase and drop out because they're sure they're on the wrong path. And I've seen people spin and spin and spin and spin and spin because they can't wrap their minds around the fact that somewhere along the line, you're going to have the Herxheimer reaction. I don't care who you are or what you're dealing with, but if you've got something worth healing, sooner or later, you're going to go through a phase where you just don't feel good. Examples. I'll give you some great stories. I love to tell stories. You accumulate great stories as a doctor over the years. You see people do things you wish everybody else could see as a testimony to the things that you say and the things that you claim, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, you don't run around with a camera all day long. Although in this tech world, maybe we're going to approach that soon. But really, this is true reality. A woman is 14 years old, living somewhere in the Southwest, daughter of a very physical dad, abusive, experiences a violent scene between the husband and the wife, runs away from home, hits the streets. These are true stories. Develops asthma, that very next year. Lives with that asthma for 15 years. In her second year of fairly intense supervision, walking in a park, I observe her to collapse on the floor, to go into spasms, her entire body, and to literally, three-dimensionally, relive the trauma. Now, how do I know she's doing that? I'm watching her do that. I'm watching her verbalize the experience as it purges out of her body. Is that news to you? I'll bet you that's news to you. Can't believe that. You can't believe that the cure rates in holistic medicine are so profoundly low, and that it just might be in the belly of stories like this, many of which I'm going to relay to you today and then to teach you why. And you are not unlike that. Many of you have those types of emotions locked into your body. And they depress the immune system and they create havoc on so many levels. And somewhere during your journey, you're going to purge emotion like that to cure asthma, which is exactly what happened. Your body's going to cure it. I'm not going to cure it. I don't cure anything. The herb doesn't cure it. You cure it. Your body takes in nourishment, organizes the chemistry, organizes the psyche, organizes the structure, and spits out, like an elegant computer, the cure. That's the way it's done. Don't ever think it's really done differently than that. Yes, yes, you can modify, ameliorate, pacify symptoms. Of course you can. But I'm talking about healings. I'm talking about the thousands and thousands of people who listen to radio shows across the United States each and every day with absolutely no clue about what the journey entails. Ignorant, innocent, good people. Get educated. A man, a 67-year-old man, after 3 years of supervision, activates tuberculosis. Tested seropositive many, many, many years ago, never had a symptom in his life at all, just was told, look, Joe, you were exposed to it, and that's the end of it. 50 or so years later, he's got active tuberculosis. It's opened up his joints. Wow. Where did that TB come from? How could he spend 3 years healing and feel sicker than he ever did in his life? This is exactly my point. It's the Herxheimer reaction. Over the years, you will find, you will reach down into your soul and pull out an illness, or your soul will let you reach down into your body and spurf it right out. A woman for 2 years in a detox program as she heals relentless fatigue, incapacitating illness, with lumps on her skin every single day. For a couple of years, every morning after that coffee enema, the lumps come out. You should see what I get. Now we have all these technologies where I can have people send me pictures of their tongue, of their stool, of their saliva, of their skin, of the lumps on their faces, so on and so forth. We love technology, don't we? Okay. Those are three examples. Accounting for fatigue, nausea, rashes, depression, muscle ache, joint ache, swelling of the limbs, diarrhea, night sweats, insomnia, mania, rage, anger, irritability, constant urination, headaches. Just make one up and add to the list. Detox can do anything. Anything. And again, I'll repeat it. Too many times you're going to think it's all wrong. Something's hurting you. Well, we're going to get into the causes now. Okay? Number one, if you have an infective element, if there is part of your illness, part of your situation, part of why you have a problem that has to do with infection. What's infection? Viruses, bacterias, parasites, all three, all two, an infinite number. Stuff we find that we didn't know was there a year into the healing, or things we come in with in an acute phase. It doesn't matter. The infective titer, that's what you're going to call it, the infective titer. That's the amount of infection in the body when you begin. At some phase is going to let you know that they're there. It's that simple. Now, if that infection is acute enough, if there's enough little microbes floating around that can be dispensed with through your body, if it's stimulated correctly, herbs, exercise, etc., it's like sweeping dirt off a carpet. The carpet's dirty, and you just have to come in with a broom or a simple vacuum cleaner and sweep the topical dirt right off the rug. That's a detox. That can't be avoided. Who's going to know exactly how much garbage you've got, infectively speaking, floating around in your body that has to be removed? Hard to say. So you can have an issue with an infective detox. How do you know it's infective? You don't. And it really doesn't matter. But there's a reason. Now, I'll give you a better one. If these infections lodge into your body, if you get infected by a parasite, amoeba, giardia, Lyme, if you take even strep, staphylococcus through the skin that went systemic, oh yeah, they got rid of it 30, 40 years ago. I did those big antibiotic injections or IV antibiotics, but I'm fine now. But what is this funny little lump in my finger? If you have infections that have gone chronic, they are encapsulated into these mucopolysaccharide sacs called, you know the name of this now, because you've been listening to the shows. So I know I'm talking to hundreds of relatively educated people, but if you're new to the show and you're listening on the radio, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. As I've been instructed, that's with two T's and .cc, not .com. straighttalk.cc with two T's and .cc, not .com. Get to the website and get educated. These biofilms, mucopolysaccharide sacs of hidden bacterias and other types of infective agents, they don't lay down immediately. They don't lay down 3 weeks or 2 months or 3 months or 4 months into your healing. They don't necessarily lay down, open up, burst, disappear, dissolve, deregulate, degranulate. They don't lose control of the game until you're well into a healing. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. Now, every single time I've ever seen a biofilm burst. So here's your first clinical pearl. Clinical pearl. What's a clinical pearl? A clinical pearl is how it really is. What they're not going to tell you in school. They're not going to tell you in a book. But how it really happens. Here's a clinical pearl. Anytime you plunge in a detox, if it can any way be related to a biofilm bursting, some old infection that you had that you thought was gone, it will always be preceded. Before it happens, you're going to feel great. See this all the time. The person says, I felt better than ever. That's right. Some of you are clapping. I have no doubt. I felt better than ever. How could this happen? I've seen this hundreds of times over 20 years. You feel better than ever. You couldn't possibly feel any better. And boom, just as you say it, someone curses you. That's the way you look at it. That's why we do it.